If you like the way a steel string guitar sounds, and especially if you've tried to play some, you may know of John Fahey's work. He died yesterday in Salem, Oregon, following heart surgery. John Fahey was 61. His career stretched all the way back to the late 50s and his hometown of Tacoma Park, Maryland, and a guitar from Sears and Roebuck. His first record was in 1959. Later, he started his own label, Tacoma Records. One of the artists on Tacoma was guitarist and friend Leo Kottke.
I remember hearing somebody describe Kafka as having a dark radiance. And there's something of that to what John is playing, but and that has more to do with his personality. But in his actual technique, there's a borrowing from places that no one had really gone to before. And there, it was his point of view, I think, more than anything, and it shows in his playing, that made it possible for practically everybody who is playing after him to do it.
To do what? What do you mean?
Well, before John, there were almost no steel string solo guitar recordings. After John, it was suddenly apparent to everybody, but he's the guy who saw it, that there was a geography and a history, an entire musical territory that had gone untouched.
Here is a song. Let's play part of a song now that he did, which is about Sligo Creek in the city of Tacoma Park, which is a Washington, D.C. suburb, described in the liner notes as a leafy Washington, D.C. suburb. Did John Fahey, in your view, ever become comfortable with his ability on the guitar? He had a difficult life. I'm wondering if he was such a perfectionist that it sometimes got in his way.
He had a struggle, and he was an unpredictable guy. You had to learn as his friend to take some things with a grain of salt. And it was exciting to know him, and sometimes difficult, because he lived hard.
What do you mean he lived hard?
He overextended himself, and when I met him, he was drinking too much. He would do things that wasted him in the course of a week, and it would take a recovery for most people of months. But he'd be up the next day and doing essentially the same thing.
What was it like to sit in a room with him playing guitar back and forth?
Well, first of all, he rarely would do that, at least with me. He loved to hear it. He liked to show you a couple things. But to sit around and just play didn't happen very often. You were more likely to listen to recordings that he had or listen to John. He would begin to tell you things that, for example, about the snapping turtles in the meditation pool at the Swami Satchidananda Society. And then you would find out that he was the official turtle catcher for the Swami Satchidananda Society, that a herd, or whatever they're called, of snappers were harassing the monks when they would try to meditate by the pool, and he'd been hired to eliminate them. He was an amateur herpetologist. This all gets very windy, but so did John, and it's central to what's in his music and what's in that point of view. What he did was he caught one snapper to show them that he could do it, but he let the others go unmolested, because he thought, and I agree with him, that there was nothing better for the monk's groove than the knowledge that there were snappers coming at them.
Mr. Kottke, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Leo Kottke speaking with us from Des Moines, Iowa, about John Fahey, who died yesterday at 61.